Well, you were a drawer first, yes, as they would say on Simon.
Yes, I started my career as a graphic artist, and then I started to do improv comedy, and that led to writing sketch comedy, and then that's right led to writing TV sketch comedy and other comedy on television. And then actually this came out of television as well, because I had a development deal with a network, and I was involved with my friend Jerry Hall, who you might know from This Hour's 22 Minutes, and this started as a pitch for her to star in, and it was in development with a network for about a year, and then they passed. And at the end of the year, when they said they didn't want to make the TV show, I was sitting there with a good story that had about 30 pages of notes, and the whole thing was laid out, figured out. And I thought about writing it as a screenplay first, and then that just felt daunting because it felt too long, and because I was thinking of it as 13 episodes of television, and then to boil that into a two-hour film was just, I couldn't get my head around it. And I just started writing, and I just said, oh, this is a novel. So I thought, why fight it? It's a novel, folks. And so then I wrote it as a novel.
And the conceit of the TV show is?
It's a hockey player. It's almost as if it was The Bachelor, except at the center of it is a hockey player. It's the, who's trying to find the perfect mate. And so he's got 30 women to choose from, and it works like that. So they call it Slapshot of Loves because it's got this hockey theme behind it. So it seemed like a very realistic premise to me.
Your central character,
yes,
Jerry, G-E-R-I,
yes,
who looks suspiciously like Jerry Hall.
Jerry Hall, is based on Jerry Hall, yes.
Do you have to give her money for basing something on her, or are you just like,
no,
if,
I did.
If some producer says this is going to be a movie, you'll go, this is Jerry Hall's movie.
Well, you know, Jerry probably won't do the movie now because she's probably getting past the point where she would see herself as a contestant on a reality TV show. But yeah, it was, I had Jerry's blessing at the beginning because we talked a lot about this story. And the story is mine, but she certainly helped me with it. And we discussed a lot of ideas that might have gone into that television show that never happened. And some of those probably made their way into the book. But from the beginning, she was going to be working in an old folks home. The show was going to be, her life was going to be in Hamilton. I wanted to pick a place that was so not glamorous. So the story doesn't take place in Toronto or New York or Paris or London. It takes place in Hamilton, Ontario. And all those elements were present at the beginning, right when I pitched the story first to Jerry. But there's a lot of Jerry's personality in the story, for sure.
And Jerry isn't even supposed to be a contestant in this.
No, she stumbles into it.
Yeah, and I get to say this with sincerity. I really hate your one character, her cousin.
Her cousin Megan is the bad guy in this thing. Did you at any point feel any sympathy for her? Was there one point when Ryan was describing something back
there
to Jerry?
There were moments, and this is because you're a good writer, where I almost felt sympathy, yeah. And then she would pull the rug out under herself,
yes,
and just do something really douchey, and it was like, oh,
yes.
Oh.
She was, really she wasn't stupid, though.
No.
And she's actually pretty savvy about how the show worked, so it wasn't crazy. I don't want to give away too much, but it's not crazy to think that the show will come down between her and her cousin. And you can not to pat myself on the back, but I think you could totally see that coming, that the producers would push these cousins to be the final two because that would be unique in reality TV, that, oh, it's cousin versus cousin. And they're almost like sisters because they spent some time together in the same house and everything. But yeah, there is a Betty and Veronica vibe to it too, with Jerry being the Betty and her being the Veronica, the rich spoiled brat. But yeah, there's a couple points where I'm thinking, oh, I've made her too awful. I should try to get a little bit of sympathy in there, but...
But I didn't want that.
Yeah.
So whenever it got close and then you'd kind of, the rug would pull out, I was like, yeah.
Good, yeah.
Good, she really is a bitch.
Yes. I don't know if there will ever be a book two, but if there is, she would definitely play a big role in that.
She would have to, because yeah. it's such a, and she's just, even at the end, you know, she's still a bitch.
Yes.
And just like, I won't say who she did or what she did to what, but it was just like, yes, I admire villains who are villains till the very end.
She never wavers in that.
Who are you writing for? I mean, aside from probably yourself, because you like to amuse yourself, I know that.
Yeah.
But what would be an ideal reader to you?
Everything is backwards for me as far as this writing goes, because what I did with the book is I finished it, I literally wrote the end on the page on the computer and went, okay, I've written a book. Now I need to find out, what do you do now? Because I had zero idea. You're the person I know the most who's in the book world. I really am not connected to any of that. So I had to everything is backwards. As it turns out, men really like this book. Any men that have read it, that I've talked to or wrote to me, have really responded very well to the book. However, I believe it's selling mostly to women because it lands in the romance department on Amazon, and people are surfing those books. They go, oh, and I hear something I didn't even know. There's a whole subgenre of sports romance. I wasn't even aware of it. But if you look up my book and you'll look for similar titles, there's ones like Face Off and Offside, and you know, and there's a lot of pictures of hockey players with great abs holding a hockey stick with a woman's hand gently on his chest and that kind of stuff. And I've fallen into that genre, and those women primarily, I think, are buying the book. So great, but I had no idea. So I don't know. I guess I was writing it for myself, for something that I would want to read, that I would think was funny and interesting and good.
The book is Slapshot of Love. I've been speaking with the author, Gary Pearson, and Slapshot of Love is available via Amazon.